When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, Zach Rosenblatt and Diana Russini of The Athletic have been doing lots of reporting on the New York Jets. Some Jet fans don't like the two of them because they believe they report stuff just to stir things up. I don't believe they are Manish Mehta's in that way. I think that their reporting is pretty solid. A lot of these things end up bearing out. But there's a couple of new tidbits, nuggets, if you will, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers in the latest Athletic article by Diana Russini. She says, I'm told no decisions have been made yet, but it appears increasingly likely that the four-time MVP, Aaron Rodgers, who is banged up, could be placed on injured reserve or possibly benched over the next few weeks, signaling the end of his disastrous time with the Jets. Some around the league say they won't be surprised if Rodgers is cut in season. Which one of those things is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know about the cutting thing, just simply because of the salary cap implications. I'd have to really look into that. As far as the injured list thing, that could be a real situation. Because I told you.
Yeah. Well, Mike did first, right? Didn't Mike?
No. Well, Mike first? I told you exactly what's going on here. And I still believe in my heart that it is a left hamstring injury. And that he is really trying to play through it and really wants to win, wants to try to be the leader. And all of those things are, he's showing that it means something to him. You know, he doesn't want to go out like this. I know that. He's like, you want to go out like Tom Brady went out or like Peyton Manning went out. At least you went out on top. You know, Tom Brady was still standing, still throwing, even though they didn't make, I think they made the playoffs that year, but they were throwing the ball like crazy. I think he threw it like 750 times or something that year.
Yeah.
And then he went off into retirement. But I just think that this is like the last thing that Aaron Rodgers expected was this, what has happened here, and how quickly this thing has just completely unraveled. And where and when that happened in the mind of Woody Johnson, I don't know. It had to be somewhere around Denver or Minnesota, but then you have those reports where supposedly Joe Douglas had his, basically a lot of his say-so taken away from him in January.
Yeah, which was shocking to me. Yeah, which was before things went awry and
so
everybody
was
still positive.
The draft and everything else.
Yeah. Yep. I know.
I mean, that tells me that unfortunately, if that is true, then the dysfunction is deeper than we can even imagine.
It also goes on to say in this article, as for Rodgers, his relationship with the owner has been strained for months. That's not a secret in the building or the locker room. At this point, after conversations with sources with the team and around the league, my understanding is that Rodgers still wants to play in 2025, just not for the New York Jets.
Would you want to play for the New York Jets?
No, I wouldn't want to be their coach, their GM, a player. Right now, if I had a choice, like one of these guys will, all these general manager candidates and head coach candidates and everybody else, if there's a choice, if the Jets aren't the only team offering you a job, and even if they were, I still would not.
So you go in for a GM interview with Woody Johnson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you sit down and you say, I think we can win with Aaron Rodgers. What is Woody Johnson telling you?
No, he's done.
Well, then why would I want the job?
Because you're going to get 5-year guaranteed contract worth millions of dollars. It's guaranteed money, and you get a couple of years because you're in the middle of a rebuild.
So when you go in there for one of these interviews, you have to go in there and say, I'm on board with what you want to do, not what I think I should be doing.
Yeah.
How's that turned out for the Jets?
Not well, and it also didn't turn out well for the Giants because we believe that back when Gettleman and Shurmur were hired, it was basically under the understanding that they were going to try to rev the engines on Eli Manning one more time. like, whatever, you can come in and take this job, but we're sticking with Eli for at least another year.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what two Super Bowls can do for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's, I don't think, if the only person I would listen to in that situation, if there's like I could win with Aaron Rodgers, is John Gruden. Then I would have to hear, all right, I'm going to give me 1 year with Aaron. Let's get him healthy. And then I'll put my hands into this rebuild. I'm going
to
be here.
Yeah, but again, I don't think you really need to rebuild. What you need to do is you need to find a legitimate quarterback.
Well, I mean,
you got running backs, you got wide receivers, your tight ends are okay. They're pretty good. I mean, you've spent an inordinate amount of money and time and effort on the offensive line.
I mean, though? You don't have a coach or a GM or a quarterback. No, I know that, but that's pretty much the definition of a rebuild.
But what I'm saying, though, if you are a coach coming in here, I mean, it's not like that. This is you're inheriting the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, right. You're not,
but you still need a quarterback that's going to be able to, you know, lead the team and get everybody to buy into it.
There is, I guess this is Russini's suggestion here. Let me just make sure that, yeah, this is her. So it wasn't Rosenblatt, it was definitely her. She throws a name out there saying that Rex Ryan's campaigning for the job and everything else.
Of course he is.
All this stuff. But she goes, here's a thought, and this one I completely disagree with. Goes, here's a thought. Why not Eric Mangini?
When was the last time you heard from him?
That's a weird one, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a weird one.
That is bizarre.
And I don't think he left here on the greatest of terms.
Yeah, I mean,
does anybody leave on the greatest of terms?
No, they do not. But I mean, Eric Mangini. I mean, I'd like Rex more than Eric Mangini. And that's I don't understand that one at all. But yeah, I'm really interested to see what happens. And I'm sure we're going to get some sort of news coming up in the next couple of days about whether Aaron Rodgers is going to play at all the rest of the year or not. And that'll be the end of it. You know, that, and then I think, you know, at this point, now that Daniel Jones is gone, you see what's going on with the Giants. I mean, the only conversation we're going to have about them is, you know, will Shane and Daboll be back? And then if Aaron Rodgers gets benched or put on IR, I mean, the Jets are just, that's the end of that.
Well, if
season's over.
Players keep talking about being soft and coming out of these games talking the way that they're talking, that doesn't bode well for the coach. And, you know, and the reason for this, and Brian Daboll's feeling this now, just like Robert Saleh was feeling it and the coaches that went before them, this place is different, man. It is really different. It's just a different place. There's so much negativity that is surrounding these organizations that it takes an amazing person, an amazing personality to be able to get these franchises, you know, out of this abyss. And I, you know, like, who are those personalities really out there that can do this?
I think Vrabel for the Giants would be a good one. I would go after him hard. I don't think that the Jets could. Vrabel wouldn't go anywhere near the Jets. But I do think, and I know the Giants have been bad, but really bad. But there's a difference because Vrabel being a Belichick guy, and Belichick saying the things he said about Woody Johnson, and then also Belichick loving the Giants and the Mara family. I think that if Mike Vrabel ended up talking to Bill Belichick, he would say, I know it's been bad there with the Giants, but you're going to get the support you need, where in the other place, you're just going to get your balls cut off, rolled down the hallway. So, you know?
Yeah, I guess, man. This is going to be an interesting offseason, as it always is. Because the in-season stuff is not very interesting.
No, that's exactly. The football season starts here when the regular season is over. That's when it starts. Because that's the only information that's worth talking about, generally, is what happens in the offseason. So give me Gruden for the Jets, Vrabel for the Giants. If they fire Daboll and Shane.
Brian Flores?
I mean, yes, he would be number two for me.
For the Giants?
For the Jets. For the Jets.
He's another Belichick disciple.
Yeah, true. But I'm not sure if he's going to get a lot of looks.
Like I think Mangini's been cut out of the family. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think
Vrabel and Brian Flores want to get cut out of the Belichick family.
True, that's right. You take that Jet job, you're done forever.
You're done.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep. Can't deal with a couple things that are hard nos, and that's one of them. Let's go to Brandon in Sullivan County. What's going on, Brandon?
Boomerang Geo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's happening, Brandon?
Hey, guys. I was the one that actually went on stage Friday night at Boomer and Geo Live.
Nice, Brandon. Were you a guy that won or did not win?
I was the guy that won.
All right, good, good, good. Because the other guy was dressed very poorly and was just not showing any sort of class up there. You were the class. You knew every answer and you dressed nice and you were the man. You deserved to win.
Thanks, Gio, thanks. I just want to ask you guys, what do you think the odds are that Daniel Jones is starting quarterback for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's not going to happen now. It's too late. You know, that post I sent out the second that this happened from the Hampton Inn in Huntington.
What's that?
So the second that this happened, I sent out a post on X from the Hampton Inn in Huntington.
Okay.
It was like, you know, right when the Daniel Jones news comes out. I said, if Jerry Jones doesn't sign Daniel Jones and start him against the Giants on Thanksgiving, he's fully lost his fastball. That post got 1.1 million views. I mean, I couldn't believe it. 1.1 million views.
Well, Baker Mayfield, played after 2 days of practice for the Rams.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why would you bring in Daniel Jones to start over Cooper Rush, who led your team to a victory yesterday?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just being logical. I'm just talking from an entertainment standpoint.
I know that, and if I were Daniel Jones, that wouldn't be where I would want to go. Like, you don't want to go there. I mean, you want to go somewhere where, number one, you may be able to tack on with a playoff team. And number two, you want to be able to be a free agent at the beginning of next year and maybe select a team to go to.
True.
You know, maybe he ends up going to Carolina next year.
Yeah. And do the Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield route.
Well, I mean, he's going to be somebody's stopgap quarterback potentially, or he's going to be the backup, kind of like Sam was to Brock Purdy last year.
Yeah, I would go. I would be trying hard to get to San Francisco if I were Daniel Jones. That's where I'd be going.
Just take a minimum and just go there for a year.
I mean, just for the rest of this season with Purdy being hurt, you don't know how bad that is.
Yeah.
If the 49ers do sign him, that means that they're really concerned about Brock Purdy. But that would be the place I'd want to go. I mean, you want to talk about resurrecting your career somewhere. That's it. I mean, Sam Darnold, that was a stop that he had,
right.
You know, as you mentioned, so right before he got to Minnesota, he's now the quarterback of a 9-2 football team.
So the interesting thing is that San Francisco's at Buffalo this Sunday night.
Man, they're 5-6 right now, right?
I know, but you know they wow. It's not pretty. They got at Buffalo, home versus Chicago, home versus the Rams, at Miami, home versus Detroit, and then at Arizona.
Like, I know that the Eagles are very good. I know that the Lions have two teams in their division. I mean, think about that. You got a 10-1 team, a 9-2 team, and an 8-3 team all in the same division in the NFC. However, with the 49ers struggling in the way that they are, if the Lions don't get to the Super Bowl this year, then it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Two teams right now that are in the hunt and do have losing records are the Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins. And both of those teams, I think, are probably going to get the last wild card in their respective conferences.
Okay. Surging?
I think so. The Dolphins, especially. Dolphins looked unbelievable yesterday.
Well, they had back-to-back years where they got off to really good starts and then went, for whatever reason, you know, a lot of it injury-related. Now they got off to a bad start with Tua getting hurt, and now they're finding their form at the right time.
And I think I told you, Tampa's schedule.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers. Their schedule going forward.
Yeah.
They play at Carolina, Las Vegas.
Win.
The Chargers will be tough at Dallas, Carolina again. And then New Orleans.
Yeah. And going to run. See you in the playoffs, Todd Bowles. Bring him back.
Baker Mayfield in the playoffs just like last year.
Yeah, but everything is lining up for the Lions, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is just lining up for them. Be a shame if they lost that NFC Championship game to a division rival, wouldn't it?
For the longest time, the Lions and the Browns, for the longest of times, have felt like the Jets and the Giants feel right now.
It's a good comparison. You're right. Certainly.
That's why it's such a good story.
It is. It's a nice story. Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, how could you not love these guys?
You like nice stories.
I do. I love a great story.
But you're a Minnesota Viking, so you're not really ruining it.
I am not, no. I mean, the Lions have always been the team that you just always beat. Just beat them. They were just there, and you beat them. You beat them. You beat them down every there, home, there, home, neutral location.
You could
just
count on it, 2 wins a year.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm not getting activated.
You're not getting activated? No, no, no.
Why not?
I'm not getting activated.
Your team is 9-2, and you're not activated?
Well, I'm not fully activated.
How could you not be activated with a 9-2 football team?
Because quite possibly the best team in football is in their division. It's just hard to, you know, really believe when you think that that team is better than your team. I will say, though, I will be fully 100. If they end up playing the Lions in the playoffs at any point, that's going to be full-blown activation like I'm 18 years old again.
That would have to be, you know, divisional round. That would be a wild card round. The Vikings will be visiting somebody.
Yeah, well, if they don't win the division, they're still a game behind.
But you're saying that Detroit's the best team.
They are. Doesn't mean that the Vikings couldn't still win the division.
Oh, okay.
They could.
All right, so you are activated.
I'm not fully activated.
You're sitting here telling me that they can still win the division.
Well, they're a game behind. That's just logic.
Well, it's reality is what
it is.
I mean,
it's just whatever.
But you're activated.
No, not yet.
Yeah, you are.
Like 35%.
I think you're activated.
If they make it to the playoffs and face the Lions, you will see a different man. I will go right back to where I was. Unhealthy sports fandom, shutting the phone off, purple pants. Don't talk to me.
Okay.
Because that's one I want.
Oh, man, I want it too. I want it for you.
That's one that I want badly.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo is back. Some interesting hair situations today. We've seen multiple of them. CeeLo's mohawk. Apparently a tarantula. We'll save that for another day.
No tarantula for me.
No.
It's not enough hair for me to have a tarantula.
That's right. All right, CeeLo, let's get into it, man. I'm curious to hear what you have this hour for
us. Okay, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We haven't heard from Brian Daboll yet this morning. That's because the post-game comments from his players were much more interesting and newsworthy as he kept it short and sweet at the podium following his team's 30-7 home loss to the Bucks, with both teams coming out of their bye week.
Tough game. Give Tampa credit. They did everything better than we did today.
They sure did in just about every single category.
They played well, and we didn't play well.
Yeah. Doesn't see a team that quit, though, or
watch
stopped
here
trying.
Watch here on John Michael Schmitz here with Vita Vea.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's a man against boy spot there. God.
Defensive pancake.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely trucked them.
Yep.
Ran them over. You don't see that a lot.
I'll tell you where you saw it. In that game last night, the Eagles and the Rams.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. Absolutely.
That was you and Sean Marash.
Damn right. Damn right.
Vita Vea is a load, man. Yeah. Especially when they line him up at fullback on offense, too, down there in the goal line.
Yep.
It's a big boy. Right into the Vito's lap.
Man.
God. And Drew Locke did get in the game yesterday because DeVito took that shot in the end zone where he got the wind knocked out of him and had to come to the sideline for a play. One more from Daboll here.
There's a lot of prideful people, but what we put out there wasn't good enough. Can't make excuses. We got a short turnaround, but didn't do a good enough job.
Yeah, 23-0 at the half and then fumbled away a red zone possession to open up quarter number three. All right, here's a short one for you, a sound. What do we have here?
You got to give me a little bit of a hint.
I mean, Giants related post game. It's about as far as I'll go. Or you want to just name who that is?
Who does the post game here on the radio?
I couldn't even tell you anymore.
Well, I think it's
a lot of guys.
It's Schmelk,
Dettino,
Casillas.
Yeah, I think
Lance Meadow.
I think I don't think Lance is involved anymore.
Okay.
Is he?
I don't know.
Carl, I'm sure, does part of it.
I'm going to say that's Bob Papa.
Bob Papa. All right. Tommy DeVito, frustrated because he felt like they left a lot out there.
We got going way too late, but it's there. It's there. We're able to go up and down the field. It's just those little things that just... those little things just...
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
I know.
Did you amplify that?
I did not. Unedited, unamplified.
That's really strange.
We got going way too late, but... It's there. We're able to go up and down the field. It's just those little things that just... those little things just that bite you and just kill a drive.
Yeah, fear not, though. Have some patience. We're on our way to getting this figured out.
It just needs to get nipped in the butt, and it will. It will. I know it's been a while, but it'll happen.
A while. They haven't had a lead since they beat the Seahawks in Week 5. That was October 6th. Six straight losses, 7 weeks, not a single lead at any point in any of those games.
It's a month before the election.
They're going to get it figured out, though.
Oh,
it's coming. It's taking a while, but it's coming. They're 2-9 heading into this Thanksgiving game at Dallas. The Cowboys with a wild 34-26 road win over the Commanders yesterday, which we covered quite a bit in the first couple of hours. 31 points scored combined across the final 3 minutes and 2 seconds of that game. Dallas with 2 kick return touchdowns in the second half alone. Last night, SoFi Stadium, Saquon Barkley putting himself in the middle of the league MVP conversation, perhaps.
This time it goes to Barkley up the middle across the 40, 50, 45. 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
Out of Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio, 70 yards on the first play of the second half. He later added a 72-yarder to fully put the game away as his Eagles beat the Rams 37-20 to improve to 9-2. Barkley finished with 255 yards rushing. He also caught 4 balls for 47 yards, basically untouched on those 2 long touchdown runs. Has he ever seen holes this big to run through?
No, I mean, these guys here are amazing. They make my job a lot easier. I'm probably going to get a lot of credit, and everyone's going to say this and say that, but in reality, the beauty of this game is it's a team game.
Yeah, kind of lost in that one a little bit. Brandon Graham, who had a sack, revealed post-game he's got a torn tricep, so he's done for the season. And he's talking about maybe that being his last year. I don't know if he said for sure he's retiring, but older player.
He said, I don't want to go out like this.
Yeah, all right, so then maybe he'll run it back. But he did have a very positive outlook and a good attitude about it after the game. Helps when your team's 9-2 and you just won by 17 on the road on Sunday night. Elsewhere, the Packers took care of business at home against the 49ers, who were without Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa and Trent Williams as well. Josh Jacobs ran for 106 yards and 3 touchdowns, all from 1 yard out. Green Bay is 8-3. In Chicago, Caleb Williams and the Bears rallied to force overtime. Paul Allen was screaming at Sam Darnold to get rid of the ball in OT and not take a sack. Darnold listened, eventually got his team down the field into chip shot field goal range to win it.
Jake McQuaid, the long snapper. Ryan Wright holds. This is a 29-yard field goal between the hash marks to win it. Snap spot. Romo! Yes!
Yes!
And the Minnesota Vikings have won 5 consecutive games at Soldier Field.
30-27, the final. John Parker, Romo good there on the short field goal as the Vikings win again as they get to 9-2. Aaron Jones ran for 106 yards and a score, and Darnold threw for 330. A couple of TD passes, including one to Jordan Addison, who had himself a day, 8 catches for 162 yards. Lions handled the Colts 24-6. Detroit improved to 10-1. The Chiefs are 10-1 as they squeak by the Panthers 30-27. Spencer Schrader, the former Jet, just from briefly at least, had the game-winning 31-yard field goal as time expired. Patrick Mahomes, couple of TD passes to Noah Gray. Boomer brought up Tua last hour, 4 TD passes, 317 yards as the Dolphins took care of the Patriots 34-15. Gerard Mayo, after the game for New England, he says, we gave up too many big plays, not good enough, it's the NFL, got to be better. And then here was the final question and answer of his 5-minute session with reporters.
It starts with you, but when do the players have to start looking at themselves? I mean, you can only do so much. What is it on the players?
I mean, look, it's always, look, once those guys cross the white lines, there's nothing I can do for them. There's nothing any coach can do for them once they cross the white line. It's my job to continue to prepare not only them, but our coaches to go out here and play better football. Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, he is kind of right. I mean, they can lay out the entire game plan. They can strategize. And then once you step on the field, and he would know himself because he was the starting captain and linebacker for Bill Belichick's defense up there.
Yes, I know.
So, what he is saying is accurate.
Yeah. He's had some interesting comments in year one.
They have, one of the worst rosters in the league.
Well, we kind of knew that coming in,
yeah,
right?
We all knew that. Yeah. That's why none of this is surprising.
Yeah. And not the result, but yeah, of course.
They have lived up to their expectations, or low expectations.
They've had some weeks where they've been spunky.
They're going to finish with a better record than the Jets are. Jets are finishing last place. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. They'll squeak out a win here or there, the Patriots, somewhere. Jets are going to... Every game they're going to lose the rest of the year.
Every game?
Don't you think?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't looked close enough at the schedule. No, they do have a road game against the Jaguars coming up in December.
But if Trevor Lawrence is playing in a game, which is what you expect.
What is Trevor
Lawrence?
The Jaguars
usually win games like in December. I don't mean anything.
You want to talk about a team and a coach that's checked out. Boy, Doug Peterson. They got waxed last week in Detroit. I don't know. We'll see. They're coming out of their bye week. I know Lawrence hasn't played, but he hasn't been great even when he's in there. So I don't know. Geno Smith and the Seahawks coming to town to face the Jets this weekend.
This is just perfect.
That should be fun. The Nets beat the Kings out in Sacramento last night, 108-103. Cam Thomas led the way with 34 points. College-wise, St. John's lost to Georgia in the Bahamas, 66-63. Rutgers lost in Georgia to a team that had never hosted a ranked opponent before in program history until yesterday.
Second free throw from Hurd. Missed it. Ball rebounded by Hayes. Get it to Bailey with six. Bailey with five. Bailey with three. Down low. Ball taken away by Woolley, and that'll do it. And Kennesaw State has beaten Rutgers 79-77.
And of course, as our guy Jerry Recco here on the Fan, he tweeted out a picture pregame. This gym down there, it looked like a high school gymnasium. And they win the game seven. They led by 21 early in the second half. Kennesaw State, that is. The Owls.
Wow.
And they win
I think you know, both Rutgers and St. John's are going to be okay in the long run. Of course, St. John's did not have a good weekend.
No, they ended up losing to Georgia by three. Of course, that terrible loss to Baylor. So, yeah. I mean, those are at least programs that we've heard of before.
Yeah.
Unlike this.
Kennesaw State.
Right.
The Owls, man. Come
on. Yeah, yeah. Well, Jerry said, I guess Ace Bailey played high school ball down there, so everyone was all jacked up for him to come back, and they were gunning for him, and Jerry said the Owls played lights out. So there you go.
Is he telling me he's making excuses for this loss?
I wouldn't say that. I was digging for a little more information because I was locked in on the football yesterday. And he texted me, enjoy the Giants sound tomorrow morning, meaning today. And I was like, Kennesaw State, ?
Yeah.
And that's what he came back with. So
where is it again? Georgia?
Yeah.
Wherever they are?
Okay. Yeah. And now they're off to Vegas, Rutgers, that is. They've got Notre Dame tomorrow night, Alabama Wednesday. That's the Players Era Festival Impact Tournament.
That's where they all make my extra money. They all make extra money going to that.
And then they get the final games on Saturday. So that's interesting. They play Tuesday, Wednesday, and then off until Saturday? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something there. But that's what Jerry's doing for Thanksgiving week. He's with Rutgers out in Vegas.
Players Impact.
Yeah.
It's another way for players to make money.
Good for them.
So Jerry's actually going to be in Vegas for Thanksgiving.
I believe so. That's my
understanding. His family's not going to go out there and meet him?
Jerry said Eddie said one of his sons.
I thought one of the boys was gone.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. I hope so.
Yeah.
Be a lonely
Thanksgiving. He might be there now.
All right.
I don't know if they flew after the game yesterday or if they were leaving today. I'm not entirely sure. The team, that is. Jerry and the team. You're talking about his son? I'm not sure how that works. But
I'm sure somebody's out there with him and they're going to play some golf together. That's what I would imagine.
It's a lot of days to be in Vegas kind of on your own. You know?
Well, we spent a lot of time in Vegas this past
Super Bowl. But at least you guys were there as a group, you know? Yeah. Like, I know he's with the team, but I don't know that Jerry's hanging out with Steve Peichel in Vegas.
I didn't know who I was at the end of that trip. I had completely lost my identity at the end of that trip.
I wonder what the golfing forecast is for him out there.
Is it bad? Did you look?
I don't know.
I just figured you'd look.
It's usually pretty cool this time of year.
And your schadenfreude was kicking in. Oh, that's too bad. It looks like there's an earthquake.
No, it's nice. I mean, it's not like crazy. Tomorrow,
well, you guys were there like the coldest weeks, right?
It was pretty chilly up there in the mountains.
Got
there
70, 63, 60.
Oh, yeah, they'll be out there. They'll be awesome.
It's good to go. There you go.
All right, CeeLo.
You brought it up. Can I give you Carlin from Saturday's football disaster?
Never seen anything like this.
So Shiano ices the kicker on a 58-yarder. He misses after the whistle. So the Illinois coach decides, that didn't look great. Let's go ahead and go for it on 4th and 13.
This is it. Altmaier takes the snap, drops the throw, sidearms it. It's caught inside the 25, down to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Illinois! There are no flags! With 4 seconds left, what just happened?
Yeah, they blew it.
Suck my left nut. you can understand his anger.
Yes. Oh, man, that's brutal.
Here was Shiano on his decision to call the timeout right before the snap on the field goal attempt.
Been doing this a lot of years. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. we were going to make sure, we were going to call timeout anyway. Maybe I should have done it before he kicked the ball, so it wouldn't have told him, oh, geez, that wind is strong. I'm not going to, we can't make that kick.
Oh, boy. And just terrible pursuit on the tackling there after they completed that pass.
Oh, that was a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not a good scene there for Rutgers. One other college basketball score from yesterday, Seton Hall over Florida Atlantic, 63-61. Boomer, they took third place in the Charleston Classic, these cockamamie tournaments that we got going on here leading into the holidays. Busy night ahead. The Knicks are in Denver against the Nuggets. Nets turn around, visit the Warriors. You got the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils all in action as well, with home games against the Blues, Red Wings, and Predators, respectively.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, funny story from the audience at Boomer and Geo Live on Friday at the Paramount. So, whatever bit we're doing, my wife Gina starts talking to her friends in the crowd. And apparently she was a little loud. So someone turned around and shushed her. So of course, and Gina like took it well, actually, but one of her friends did not. So Gina did not say, you just shushed Gio's wife, but one of her friends did. She goes, because they thought it was rude, you know? So I said, you know, you just shushed Gio's wife. The guy goes, come on. He's like, you got to be kidding me. He's like, Gina? She's like, yeah. She's like, you know what? But thank you for shushing me. I deserve that shush. She goes, you know, sometimes I forget because I see Greg all the time that people actually want to hear what he has to say.
that's pretty good, man.
Yeah. But and then they had like a whole thing, and then they got together, took a picture at the end, I think. And
yes.
There you go.
But I like her answer. That's pretty funny.
Right. Yeah. So, there was a shushing that went on. Shh. And I'm like, you know what? I wanted to meet this guy and give him a handshake. I was like, listen, I've been wanting to do that for a long time. I really have. That was a pretty good one from the show on Friday. All right, let's get to a couple of more calls here. Oh, our buddy Tyrone in Newark. What's going on, Tyrone?
Hey, man, what's going on, big bro?
What's up, Tyrone?
Man, I got something I got to discuss with the fellas, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys had me thinking that Tommy DeVito was about to do something. Now, we can't even discuss that no more. So what, right now, what we searching for, a quarterback, or is he the man?
Well, I mean, Tommy DeVito.
Hey, hold up, and I got something else, too. So
y'all, we're not going to hang up. We won't hang up. Don't worry. Based on what we saw yesterday, it doesn't look like Tommy DeVito got much better. But then again, the team said that they played soft. He didn't have much help around him. He's going to get another. Whoa, Tyrone. He's going to get another opportunity. So we'll see where it goes from here. But I would imagine that Tommy DeVito is not going to be the starting quarterback for the 2025 New York Giants.
Look, I knew that anyway, bro. Being honest, we need to stop this nonsense and go get a quarterback. Now, can I get on the other subject?
Yeah.
Hey, man, now listen. We done wrong in this guy who everybody chose, and I hear Boom and you guys talking like you want to give him another year and all this other stuff. He done got a lot of people fired, man. He done got coaches fired, players fired. He calling out everybody. But every time I look on the field, it's him throwing an interception or him missing the pass. And we not blaming him, right, man, for a lot of this nonsense.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Who else got everybody fired and brung in the people he want and the team still suck?
Yeah, yes, you're right, Tyrone.
Come on, man.
Who
could I possibly be talking about?
No, I know. I just wanted to make sure there, Tyrone. That's all because you
come
went
on
to
now.
We went from the Giants to the Jets. Hey, you're right. Come on now, Tyrone. Listen.
I would just tell Tyrone, number one, if you really want to start over with a new quarterback, the best thing you can do right now, as hard as it is to digest the thought of it, is to lose and to try to get the number one overall pick, and then you will have your pick of whatever quarterback you would like at the top of the draft.
Yes.
Now, Aaron Rodgers has gotten his fair share of criticism. I don't know why Tyrone
100%
would think,
of it.
I don't know why Tyrone would think that he was getting a pass in any sort of way. I mean, he's not. I mean, this
well,
is...
Well, I mean, I just think people hear things the way they want to hear them. I mean, you know, I don't necessarily know that any of us could be any more critical. We know that the arm is still there. The legs aren't. For whatever reason, whether it be tied to last year's injury or... completely new set of injuries, which are quite possible because he did take a pretty good beating against Denver and Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I was saying from the beginning of the season was I didn't think he was going to make it physically to the end of the season. Now, I didn't think they'd be this bad. I thought that they would probably have to have a couple of games with Tyrod Taylor in there and, you know, he would have to nurse an injury, whatever it was, and he'd come back. But, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him take his last snap.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about it either. Let's go to Brian in Northport. Brian, what's happening?
this is just brutal.
Yes.
So I got a couple points if you can bear with me. Number one, how spot on that this nutsack greaseball agent of Tommy DeVito's is dressed in all black in the stands. It's done. This is not working. Number two, Shane and Dable. How crazy is it that Saquon Barkley, what the Giants are missing is we need our Joe Beningo. I got to sit here and watch Saquon Barkley run for 400 yards, three touchdowns. Xavier McKinney gets seven interceptions. The Giants have one interception by a linebacker all year. The whole team, the whole thing, bring in Wile E. Coyote and blow it up. It's done.
Yeah, and I think they may, man. This is the first time, Brian, that I really feel like things are going so badly that John Mara's got to be thinking, man, as much as I want to keep these guys, as much as I want some continuity, when I've got an entire locker room telling me how we're ass and we're soft, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
It'd be interesting to see what happens down in Dallas. And a couple things could happen. They could win or they could lose. But if they lose, and it's how they lose, that's the thing. You know, like yesterday, another home loss, another home embarrassing loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the players after the game talking about being soft and not playing hard. And Malik Nabers saying, you know, you don't throw me the ball until we're down 30-0. I mean, it was unbelievable. Chopping 50 pieces of gum.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the coaching staff. Like, it's like, you know, now all of a sudden it's all frayed at the edges. It's all coming apart. You know, the Jets have already come apart. So now this is in the middle of the Giants, one of the worst seasons in recent memory. And now right there at the top of the draft with the Jacksonville Jaguars again, you know, it's not going to get any better over the next 6 weeks. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not Black Friday turns out to be Black Friday for another coach.
Huh.
It could be any coach for that matter, not just the Giants coach, because there aren't a lot of great games this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, I hadn't thought about that. I mean, it doesn't feel to me that this would be an in-season firing. I think that John Mara at least give them the opportunity to get this thing to the end of the year, but man, I guess anything's on the table after what happened yesterday.
Anything. So you got Chicago at Detroit. It's the first game on CBS. Okay, that's not a bad game. I mean, that could be a pretty good game.
Yeah, Chicago can be spunky.
New York at Dallas, 4:20.
Horrible.
Or 4:30, I should say.
Horrendous.
On Fox. Miami and Green Bay, Thursday night.
It's a good game.
And then we got the Black Friday game, which is Vegas at Kansas City, 3:00 on Friday.
On Prime.
On Prime.